Tonight's shir, Simen Resh Mem Vav Sif Aleph and Beis. Simen Resh Mem Vav Dinei Hash'olo V'Haskar Lein Yehudi B'Shabbos. Now, lochus regarding lending or renting to a non-Jew on Shabbos, if Aleph, Mutter LaHashil U'LaHaskir Kelev Lein Yehudi. The Shulchan Aruch begins that it is permitted to rent or lease items to a non-Jew. Even though the non-Jew will use those tools and equipment to do work on Shabbos, there's no requirement to make sure that your kelim rest on Shabbos. If I own equipment, I own tools, there's no halacha that says that my tools and equipment should not be working on Shabbos. So if I lend them or lease them to the non-Jew, he could do what he wants on Shabbos. V'yesh oimim, some say, the kelim she'osim behem melacha, those pieces of equipment, those tools that are meant to do work that is forbidden on Shabbos, could go on, for instance, machresha, a plow, the kiyotzeh, or anything like that. Asur lahaskel en Yehudi b'erev Shabbos, you may not lease it to a non-Jew on Friday, erev Shabbos. Obiyam hachamishi, but on a Thursday, mutter lahaskelo, you would be allowed to lease it to him. Ubevat shelo yitel sechar Shabbos, ela b'havlo. And the only requirement we have is that the payment should not be a payment for Shabbos, but rather it's for the entire period of the rental so that it's swallowed up with the other days. For instance, if you lease it for a month or for a week, as opposed to specifying for Shabbos, a day by day. Now, if you're going to lend it to him, that will be allowed even on Friday because there's no concern of Schar Shabbos, not getting paid. The Ramah says, V'chein Iker Kesvar Achrona. And this is the main halacha, like the second opinion, the Yesh Omrim, that things that are used to malacha, like a plow and the like, then you don't lease it to him on a Friday. Umotu L'Hashalo Be'erv Shabbos. Now it is permitted to lend it to the non-Jew on Friday. Even if he makes up an agreement with the non-Jew that he will lend things back to the Yid. We don't say in such a case that it's like a rental that the Yid is getting payment for Shabbos in the form of he'll give him something else to borrow, that he can borrow from the non-Jew. That's not called a payment. That if I'm lending to you and you lend to me, that's not called Schar Shabbos. Mr. Brewer, Sivkotan Aleph, Mutter Lahashal V'chulam. It is mutter to lend or lease equipment or tools to a non-Jew. Hudas HaRif V'HaRambam. This is the view of the Rif and the Rambam. Usvirlu they hold. Taha Detanya, the halacha we learn in the Braisa. Lo Yasker, Kalev Lein Yehudi Be'er of Shabbos. You should not lease your equipment or tools to a non-Jew on a Friday. Ubervi V'Chamishi Mutter, but on Wednesday and Thursday it's fine. They understand the Braisa, who mitam shvisas kelim asur, that the Braisa holds that it's forbidden for your equipment or tools to be working on Shabbos. The asik beis shammai. This is follows the viewpoint of beis shammai. The svirlu who holds adam mitzuva al shvisas kelim kama al shvisas behemto. That the same way the Torah instructs us not to allow our animals to work on Shabbos, the Torah instructs us not to let our equipment or tools to work on Shabbos. And since the Braisa follows Beis Shammai, we don't hold like that. Al Beis Hillel Sfir, who Beis Hillel holds, Shvisas Kalim in Adam Mitzvah Lov. There is no restriction on your equipment and your tools. There's no halacha you have to make them rest on Shabbos. Umameila Mutu Lahashil Ulahaskir Kalim, and therefore it is permitted to lend or lease your tools and equipment, afilu b'erev Shabbos, even on Friday afternoon. V'afilu kelim sho'isim b'malacha, even tools and equipment that are used for malachas, activities that are also on Shabbos. U'mikom malkom, however, gam hem svirlu, they also hold, the kol ha'kelim in heter l'haskel rak b'havlo, even though you're allowed to lease your kelim to the non-Jew, it has to be done in such a way that the payment is swallowed up with other days. Avalo al Shabbos l'chud. You cannot get paid for Shabbos by itself. Afilu imaskim b'tchias hashvu. Even though you make the agreement on a Sunday or Monday, If the agreement is on Sunday or Monday that I'm going to lease it on Shabbos for this amount of money, that's a problem. Then you're into a Schar Shabbos problem. You can't have earnings from Shabbos. And this is what is written after, is according to the second opinion. No one is lenient in regard to Schar Shabbos. The Yesh Oim, the Shulchan Aruch brings, who disagrees and says that Kehilat Du Malocha is a problem. That's the view of Rabbeinu Yonah. The Hach Brisa Lo Asra Mishum Shvisas Kalim. The Brisa that says not to lease to the non-Jew is not because that your Kalim have to rest. Elikakuli Alma Asyo. This follows everyone, even Beis Hillel. Vatam, the reason why it's a problem, the Kesher Moser Be'er Shabbos is a Kalim. Sh'oisim Alocha Behem. If you were to give over on Friday these tools and equipment that you do Malacha with, and a Yehudi Yaseben Miyad B'Shabbos, and then the non-Jew takes and works with him on Shabbos. Nira, the problem is that there's an appearance, that the non-Jew is working at the behest of the Yid. That's forbidden. Demir Le'en Yehudi Shvus. It is awesome to instruct the non-Jew to do Malach on Shabbos. So, according to Ben Yonah's understanding of the Braisa, it's a problem of Amir La'akum or a Maris Ein of Amir La'akum. And then it's even according to Bissel. The Alpha God, the simulation on base of Bays, even though in simulation on base, Isa de Sharlitin Oris La Abdon Imcha Shecha, we learned that it's permitted to give hides to a tanner as it's getting dark Friday afternoon. Then Yehudi Adaita de Nafshi Ka'ovid, when the non Jew works with the leather, he's working of his own choice. Kivan de Katsas Lo Damim, once he has a set price that he's going to work for. So why is that allowed? Shani Hasim, that's different. The Yid gets no benefit or profit by the fact that the non-Jewish tanner is working on Shabbos. Al b'schiras kelim, when it comes to rental fees on equipment and tools, yaduahu, we all know, shem yas ima any Yehudi sheishbos ba kelim b'Shabbos, that if you'd make an agreement with the non-Jew that he can't use the tools and equipment on Shabbos, lo yitin lo schiras kolkach, he's not going to pay the same rental fee. Hilgach, therefore, since there is a profit for the Yid, by the fact that the equipment and tools are leased to the non-Jew in general terms, and then he's going to work with them on Shabbos, it has the appearance as if he is being sent by the Yid for this, and therefore it's a problem. As opposed to making this arrangement on Wednesday and Thursday and giving over the tools on Wednesday and Thursday, Mutter, that's fine. Then it doesn't look so much that he is the shliach of the Yid. Sivgan Bez v'chayot Zibba, kalim that you do malacha with, like a plow, or anything like that, kagon rechayim, like a mill, v'chol klei umenis, or any tools of a craftsman that would be doing work that you could not do on Shabbos. If you look at Pimagodim, do Adin Kalim Shainois and the Atsum Malacha, it's even equipment and tools that you don't actually do Malacha with that tool. Kagon Gigis, like a barrel. Shashecha Nasaba, that you make beer in that barrel. O Kadera, or a pot. Shmavasimba, that you cook in the pot. Kolke Gavin, anything like that. Kiyun Shalkoponame and Yehudi Oisim Malacha, since the non Jew is using it when he does Malacha. Michzi Kishlucha Shiyasol, again, it appears as if he is being sent by the Yid, and therefore it's Osir. V'lo b'Rabbeinu Yonah, l'miyuti ela, kishamaskelo chaluk v'tas. The only thing Rabbeinu Yonah is going to allow, he'll exclude from this, when you lease something like a tuxedo, a coat, a jacket, a blouse, a shirt, clothing, kigavna, anything like that. Ezekli shein oymen lasas malocha. These are things that the Yid owns that are not used in any malach at all. The motel haskelo afil be'erev Shabbos, that you can lease to the non-Jew even erev Shabbos. So if gone given by law, you have to make sure the payment is done together with other days of the week, not just Shabbos by itself. Avalitos chas Shabbos lechud, but to take a fee or a rental fee for Shabbos alone, afil be'kli she'enosim b'malacha, even for clothing, even for things they don't do malacha with. Let's say he leases to him a room to spend the night in. Everyone holds that's Osir. Come on, Simen Shinvav, Sivdalik, we learn in Simen Shinvav. So when a person has a hotel, a motel, a bed and breakfast, whatever it is, we don't just lease for Shabbos. We include Friday, we include Motzei Shabbos, as we make sure that it's not just payment for Shabbos itself, but there's payment for before and after as well. Sifkan Daud, Ulaha Shelo V'chulu, to lend the non-Jew, that is okay on Friday because no Schar Shabbos. Since the Jew does not profit from the work of the non-Jew, he's lending it to him, he doesn't get a fee. No one will say that the non-Jew is the shliach of the Yid. In such a case, it's allowed to lend it to him even for use on Shabbos alone. Even if it's a tool or equipment that the non-Jew will use on Shabbos for malacha, it doesn't make a difference because he's lending it to him and the Yid does not take any kind of fee. Sifkan hey, v'lo amina v'chulu. The Amor says that if the Yid lends to the non-Jew with the condition that the non-Jew will lend back to him, that's not considered schius. V'lo amina v'chulu, haynu. She'af al pi she'enu mashilo chinam, even though he's not lending him for nothing. Kim b'schar she'ashilenu achach, he's lending him, and the reward would be that he gets lent to later on. But since it's not actual in a method of rental or hiring, lomar to say, I will give to you this that you lent to me this. You didn't specify like that, and therefore, sure, therefore it's permitted. I'm looking at the bear locha. See if base. Asur la hashil shum kli le'eni yehudi b'shabbos. On Shabbos itself, you may not lend anything to a non-Jew. And even Friday afternoon, Erev Shabbos, if it's close to getting dark, that it's so late, the non-Jew cannot get it out of the house of the Yid before it gets dark. In such a case, that is not allowed. Because anyone who sees this thinks that the Yid instructs him to take it out of his house on Shabbos. Mr. Burris have gone involved. Shum kli. Anything, even kalim that you don't do work with, like clothing. This is also even according to the first view that was lenient. On Shabbos itself, it's not allowed. Even Friday afternoon, if it's so late in the day that he only takes it out of the house when Shabbos starts. At that point, it's also to sell it to the non-Jew or to give it to him as a gift. Come on, the simulation of base. We'll clarify this later in simulation of base. Look later what we write in the Mishnah Berurah over there. If he can't get it out before it's dark, this is not Seis Gachovim. Mishnah Berurah says this refers to sunset. He has to get it out of the Yid's house by sunset. Because anyone who sees it thinks that the Yid told him to take it out. Lachutz l'rishus harab. That he's taking it outside into a public domain, which is awesome. V'afilu didon, even according to us, the last on l'rishus harab gemur, we don't have a full-fledged l'rishus harabim, awesome, it's still forbidden. Damir le'en Yehudi shavusu afilu mil drabonon. That which the Chacham said, you cannot instruct a non-Jew to do malacha on Shabbos, is even a malacha that's drabonon. So even into a caramelist, you cannot instruct a non-Jew to take something out into the Karmelis. And the fact that the non-Jew is taking it out of your house after sunset, that's awesome. Ve'im kein, according to this, im ha'imu kefes cho'imo, let's say the city is surrounded by a wall, the mutter, the taltel, the kula, and anyone can carry in the whole city, a Yid can carry in the entire city. Ve'ni Yehudi gam kein darsham, and the non-Jew lives in that city surrounded by the wall, Shari lahash ilo kalim shenois and malacha behem, then it will be allowed to lend him those kalim that you don't work with, velim kolo or to sell to him, ulahaskiro or to lease to him, asur, that is forbidden, afbizet, even in this case, shloyomu shamacha vehiska b'shabbos, because you don't want people thinking that he sold it or leased it on Shabbos, but to lend him is not a problem. Vimhu kalim shoisim him malacha. And if it's a kli that you work with, do malacha with, like a plow, afil hashilo os, that's also, even though he's just lending it to him, he's not selling it to him or renting it to him, elam kein yoytziyim mipesach beiso kan Shabbos, unless he gets it out of the house before Shabbos starts. Shlo yom, they shouldn't say, b'shlichus ha-shayisrol oysim malacha b'shabbos, that he's the shliach of the year to do malacha on Shabbos. So if there is a kosher Eruv, that's the equivalent of having a wall around the city. And that would be allowed if it's a kli that you don't do malach with on Shabbos.